Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises, O, to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King over all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Father in heaven, thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. Another day, Lord, that we can lift up and exalt your most holy, precious, and righteous name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your watchful eye. Thank you for your tender care and protection. We thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you are keeping us, even in the midst of these perilous times. Lord God, we can yet look to you, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, and the one, Lord God, who gave us hope, hallelujah, beyond the grave. And Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would look upon your people everywhere, touch one by one, and name by name. Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, with our heart lifted up, with our hands lifted up, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would meet us at our point of need. Father, forgive us this day of all of our sins and all of our trespasses against you. I pray and ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would wash us and cleanse us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I pray and ask of you, Lord God, that you would sweep over our soul. Remove everything, Lord God, that's unlike you. In the name of Jesus, come against our enemies. Come against, Lord God, the demons that come to demonize. Come against, Lord God, every trick, every plot, every plan. Lord God, let nothing that he planned prosper. We ask of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen us today. Help us, dear Lord God, to make it. But Lord God, we're going through much in this land. But God, you're still in control. Lord God, all power is in your hand. And therefore, Lord God, we look to you, Lord God, because there's no other God that we know. There's no other Savior that we know. But Jesus is our Savior, and he is the Savior of the world. And Lord God, I pray and ask of you, Lord God, that you would help those who are in need right now. There are people, Lord God, who are hurting, people who are crying. Lord God, people who have lost their way, people who are backslidden, people, Lord God, hallelujah, that don't know which way to go. But I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would speak to their hearts and speak to their minds. Lord God, call them in on today. But Lord God, these are your people, Lord God, and they are the sheep of your pasture. And Lord God, I'm praying, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would hear the cries of those, Lord God, who are crying out for help. And Lord God, I'm praying and asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would be magnified, that you would be glorified, that you would be praised on today. And let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord God on today. Amen. It's so good Amen. To be here is so good. Amen. As I often say, to be in the land of the living and not in the congregation of the dead. There's so many people, amen, that are lost, and they're wandering around like sheep with no shepherd. Amen. When the Lord sent us a Savior, and my prayer is that their eyes would be open so that they can hear and, you know, see like they've never seen before and hear like they've never heard before. Amen. And just get the understanding in their hearts, amen, that God is real. Hallelujah. He's not dead. He's yet alive. And he's so close, amen, to his creation. Amen. Somebody wrote a song that he's just a prayer away. And that's a true saying. Amen. All it takes is for us to look up and acknowledge, amen, that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And guess what? Amen. You find out that he was there all the time. Amen. Just waiting, 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 waiting on his children. Amen. To turn to him and acknowledge him. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I greet you in love and in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Today we will be found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 35 through 37. Again, that's Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 37, and I will begin to read in your hearing. The word of the Lord reads, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." May God bless us through this, the reading of his already blessed word. The subject of today's message is taken directly from verse 37, which says we are more than conquerors. Amen. We are more. We are more than conquerors. Amen. A conqueror is one who is able to gain mastery over or win by overcoming obstacles or opposition. It is to be victorious over difficulty or hard struggles and to bring down the existing power that seeks to overthrow you. The existing power in this world that seeks to overthrow the people of God is the devil. As Paul gave us to know in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. His objective is to overthrow our faith, overthrow our belief system, and shatter our hope. While all that the adversary aspires to do is achievable, the one thing that will quickly shatter his plans is to go up against saints that know who they are in God and understand the power that they possess. The enemy may go through great measures when trying to prevail against you, but when you are assured in the God that you serve, you will not be fazed by his devices, because God is greater. And because God is greater, why should you be moved? David declared in Psalms 1, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When your feet are firmly planted on the rock of our salvation, you will not be moved. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Glory to God. If we consider Jesus the greatest conqueror of all, he demonstrated what victory looks like. He prepared himself to undertake an assignment in which he would suffer and die for the redemption of humanity. He was that perfect sacrifice and the only one who was worthy to execute God's perfect plan of salvation. The Lord sent us the very best, y'all. The scripture says that he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. And we were brought to the understanding as we read the gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that the Calvary experience was not a cakewalk. Jesus went through more than most, and he went lower than any man has ever gone. He was described in the book of the prophet Isaiah as the rejected Christ. The scripture says that he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Jesus knew that what he had to endure would not be easy, but the one thing that he held on to was the word of God and what he had been promised. He came from heaven to earth, from earth to the cross, from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to his seat on the right hand of God, assured in the promise of the resurrection. Amen. He held on to the promises of God. Amen. That gave him to know that thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This is what the Lord promised him. Jesus descended to the lowest place. Amen. But he didn't stay there. Amen. He rose with all power in his hand. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. The scripture says death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? He conquered principalities, powers, and defied the powers of darkness. And because he triumphed over his enemies, every born-again believer can also triumph over all that comes up against us. Amen. We are not defeated people. Amen. But the devil is a defeated foe. The scripture says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him, praise God, O Shandamaha. Amen. That loved us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In this present world, there are many uncertainties. Amen. We see the increase of demonic activity, especially in our governmental leadership, whose purpose seems to be to destroy this nation. Every day we wake up to a new revelation of evil. And the further this country drifts away from God, the worse off it will become. We will be faced with many hardships because the people who are in power refuse to do the right thing. There should be no homelessness or food insecurities in this land. We should not have to wake up to mass murders due to gun violence every other day. But I find that most people who are in politics suffer from the same disease, which is the insatiable need for power. Amen. It is to do whatever it takes to stay in power. It has become a disease. And so it's less about doing what's right and more about making decisions, amen, that will keep them in power. And we can all agree that there is a system set in place which makes economic equality impossible for certain classes of people. And I remember they were talking about, you know, we got to raise the minimum wage because people can't afford rents, and the lower income people can't afford to live. And so guess what? They raised the minimum wage, but they raised everything else. They raised the gas prices, the food prices, the rent costs, the interest rates. And so in essence, it puts the same class of people in the same predicament of not being able to live off what they make. Amen. This world is overtaken by the spirit of greed and corruption. And these are turbulent times. You know, as we deal with these political storms and economic storms and racial injustices. But as believers, we do not have to sink into despair. Amen. We have good assurance of our preservation, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Amen. We have an assurance that God is going to preserve us. Why? Amen. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. It is all in a matter of knowing who is on your side. The storms of life can rage on, but the saints of God can weather any storm by standing on the promises of God. And when you're standing on the promises of God, if God be for us, who can be against us? Or in other words, amen, who then dares to fight against us while God himself is fighting for us? And if God himself is fighting for us, how can your enemies triumph over you? How can he win? We are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We have been given resources needed to conquer and not be conquered. Jesus spoke a parable unto the disciples to this end, that men ought always pray and not faint. So if you pray, you won't faint. If you put on the whole armor of God, you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. If we use these spiritual resources, we will be equipped to stand as conquerors in this evil day. We are more than conquerors. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. When the Apostle Paul was called into ministry, Jesus spoke to a disciple named Ananias in a vision concerning Paul, saying, "For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." And those of us who are familiar with the history and the life of Paul know that he endured much hardship, great hardship, affliction and persecution for the sake of the gospel. And likewise, the apostles who were before him suffered persecution. The only apostle that did not die a martyr's death was John. And we learn from ecclesiastical history that he was banished by the Roman Emperor Domitian to the Isle of Patmos, where he died a natural death. But all the other apostles, amen, they died in the faith. Amen. We sing a song, and most people are familiar with, "I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and if I die, let me die." Amen. We could sing it, praise God, when we're not up against anything. But guess what? Amen. These apostles lived it. Amen. And they died as soldiers in the army of the Lord. The point to be made is that whatever persecuting enemies try to rob them of, the one thing they failed to rob the apostles of was the love that they had for Christ. No matter what befell them, they departed this earth with the testimony that nothing was able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if you think about it, this is one of the greatest legacies to have at the appointed time of death, or at the appointed time of our departure. To let it be said, amen, that your love for God did not change or waver, and that nothing in this world persuaded you to part ways with God. Hallelujah. What a testimony to have, because we know, as the scripture says, amen, praise God, that we are all appointed to die. We're all appointed, amen, to leave here one day. But when we stand before the Lord, amen, we want him to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Amen. You fought a good fight. You finished your course. Amen. You've kept the faith. Praise God. Amen. What a testimony to have. Amen. That I hung in there. Amen. And I did not allow anything in this world to persuade me to part ways with God. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. That's a beautiful testimony. Amen. To have. Glory to God. So, saints of God, in closing, believers all over the world are bound to experience some form of persecution. And we must hold on in spite of what we go through. Amen. In spite of what comes against us. Amen. It is our responsibility. It is our duty. Amen. Praise God, to hold on. Amen. To God's unchanging hand. And we know that sometimes, amen, it, you know, the road gets hard. You know, it's not always easy. Amen. Sometimes it's very difficult. And, you know, we just, amen, are at our wits' end. Amen. So we yet, as saints of God, you know, have to hold on despite all that's up against us. We got to hold on to the truth of God's word and not be swayed to move away from our core values as followers of Christ. The takeaway from this lesson is that we must not be fearful, ashamed, or intimidated by the ones who are quick to criticize our faith, but we must continue to stand on what we know to be right. Sometimes we do suffer loss. Amen. People turn their backs on us. Amen. Even our own family members. Amen. We, amen, suffer persecution from our own family members or challenges, you know, from our own children, our husbands, or our wives. But even so, it is not a valid reason to part ways with God. We are more than conquerors. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But you must be persuaded in your own mind that no matter what you go through, no matter what changes this world is going through, no matter who is against you, you're going to stay with God. The Apostle Paul made a declaration in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. And I believe he did so with conviction, saying, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this is what a conqueror sounds like. Amen. That I don't care about the principalities, the powers, things present or things to come. Amen. There is nothing that will separate me from the love of God. So let this be our declaration. Let this be our aim. Amen. Praise God. To be victorious and not walk around as if we are defeated. Amen. We have to shout unto God and shout to the world that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to consider the word of God on today. Amen. I know that some of you are listening, maybe going through some things. Amen. Nobody told us that this road was going to be easy. But Jesus said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He said, for I have overcome the world. He overcame the world for us. And guess what? Everyone who's a believer, amen, are overcomers. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk around with your head hung down. Amen. Just remember that God is on your side. Hallelujah. And if God be for you, who can be against you? We are more, saints of God. We are more. We are more. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. Amen. You are more than what you believe yourself to be. Hallelujah. Amen. So pick yourself up. Put your weapons back on and put on the armor. Hallelujah. And stand as the conqueror whom the Lord made you to be. Amen. Amen. And amen.